Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil. This is our monthly Joy Wine and Food Pairing. Right now, I am joined by Adam Hayes with Hearth and Dram. Thanks for being here, Adam.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And Carolyn, you've looked kind of different since I saw you last year. What is going on? No, I'm kidding.
My voice is deepened a lot.
I know. You've grown a beard. My Carolyn, how you've changed. This is Brandon. He works at Joy Wine and Spirits, and he is here today in place of the lovely Carolyn. So thanks for being here, Brandon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, okay, so we're starting off the new year. We have got something different because usually Carolyn, I love her to death because she ended the year bringing me a nice Moscato. I'm a Moscato girl. but we're starting the new year different, so we've got a beer this time.
Yes, absolutely.
Carolyn brings the wines.
Yes, so I'm sorry.
No.
Okay. So today we have from Ursula Brewing. They're out of Aurora, right across from the Anschultz Medical College. It is their rye barrel-aged Sacred Fire, which is a Scottish wee heavy.
Ooh, okay. And Adam, yes, is smelling good over here. What did you bring?
So we have today is Braised Beef Cheek Bolognese. It's a house-made rigatoni, a little bit of gremolata. Very simple.
Okay.
Dish on our menu right now.
All right, so there's a few things in here I see. So I see queso, so we've got the cheese, mm-hmm, but then there's a topping on top of this. What is that?
It's gremolata. So it's basically a breadcrumb, a little bit of herbs, some citrus. We basically dehydrate it all together and then put that on top, so you have a little bit of crunch and a little bit of that herbaceous, a little bit of citrus notes in there as well.
Okay. It's really, so citrus is in like
there's
lemon.
Orange peel, a little bit of lemon peel as well.
Okay, great. I always have a few questions. So I think I'm going to start though with you, Brandon.
Sure.
Okay. So when you saw this recipe that Adam has sent over, the mind starts going. I mean,
sure, absolutely.
Why this, you know, versus why a beer versus a wine or a different type of ale or something?
Sure. You know, I think when the typical thought when you're doing a pairing with food, most people think of wine. Being the beer and cider buyer, I wanted to bring something different. Perhaps, you know, with it supposedly being a little cooler outside, I wanted to showcase a beer that's a little darker that I think would really encapsulate what a good seasonal beer is. And then I saw the recipe and I knew, you know, this could be a richer beer, dish, and then I thought a richer beer would be a great option with that, especially with the Parmesan. You get that nuttiness, a little fruit character from that, but you can get all the rich, beautiful Bolognese sauce as long with all the meat in it, and I thought this would be hit all those notes perfectly.
Okay, and my question is, because I'm not a beer drinker. Moscato, you put in front of me. Good luck. I will fight you to the death for the bottle, but especially that one she brought last month. But anyway, this seems to be a darker. This honestly, to me, looks kind of like a flat soda in it, like a flat Coca-Cola.
It does, yeah.
So it's very dark. Is there a difference though between the dark and the light beer?
Sure. Because
I've noted, not light as in caloric, but light as in color.
Sure, absolutely. For especially with barrel-aged beers, there's going to be a little bit of color pickup from the barrel, much as you would see with some wines. So you get a little more color extraction with that. You know, it's with it being a little higher in ABV, you lose some of that carbonation. So as opposed to like a little crisp pilsner, there's going to be a little more carbonated just because it has a bit less alcohol in it.
Okay, and then you said this comes from Aurora?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're right across from Cherry Creek Pub, one of the couple of restaurants, and they've won a few awards at Great American Beer Fest.
Oh, and that's good, because I'm looking and I'm like, wow, okay, Ursula Brewery, so they're local.
Yes, they are.
Okay, and I always like that, local companies, local facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
You know, so, well, as you know, you want support local.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, as much as we can.
Yeah, so it helps, you know, with our economy. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple things here. I want to go back to this dish again because it tastes yummy, all the flavors, everything else.
Thank
so
you.
Do you make that decision, Adam? Or, like, how do you, when you decide, okay, this is going to go into the menu, is it something that's already predetermined? Or do you get to get creative and say, I want to put this, I want to do this?
You know, I have full menu control at the restaurant. So
okay.
I have a chef de cuisine that I work very closely with. We've worked together for quite a while, so... we have a really nice organic menu development process that we've gone through quite a bit. This was definitely a team effort for us. We came up with it. We really thought it would be a great idea to utilize some of the things that we have in-house already. Also, it's really great for the season. Obviously, it's nice and hearty. It's not really overly filling, but it's also very flavorful, really deep in flavor as well. There's a lot of components in it.
Now, there's the beef in here. Is this something that, I mean, that you guys source out locally, or is it something you get...
So all the beef that we source at the restaurant comes from the Rocky Mountain area. Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, that okay, whole area. It's pretty much where all of our beef comes from, and it's all processed in Colorado.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, also, too, do you do a chicken version or do you
No.
Do, okay.
This is an appetizer on our menu right now. So.
Oh, this is an appetizer? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Because I'm like, this could be like a small, like just like a serving. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't think that this
it's
is
a,
just.
It's a really nice shared plate to start.
Okay. And that's the whole thing.
That's
okay.
What we try and push towards most people, you know, sharing everything. Personally, when I go out to eat, I'm not going to order something that I'm going to eat by myself. I like to order a lot of stuff, put it on the table, and that way we can all taste a lot of different things. So
oh, wow. Okay.
That's how I prefer eating.
So is it one of your signature dishes in the restaurant then, or like a more requested?
I would say it's definitely on the higher end right now. We go through quite a bit, but it's like I said, it's very seasonal. It's something we've done in the past at different restaurants. This is a little bit of a different spin off of it. But
okay. Now, can I get this anytime, lunch, dinner, anything?
It's on our dinner menu all the time. Okay. But if you come into lunch, I'd be more than happy to make it for you. So.
Oh, you heard that, everyone. I'm holding him to that. Thanks. Okay, and so for you guys, where are you all located?
So we're located at 18th and Wewata. We're right behind Union Station.
Okay, and so what are your hours there?
We are open for lunch 11 to 3 every day.
All right.
Happy hour from 3 to 6, and we open for dinner at 5. So 5 until 10 o'clock typically. So 11 on the weekends.
11 on the weekends. Okay, now why would this only be on the dinner menu? Is it because it's heavier? Or
Our lunch menu, we try to keep it a little bit lighter, a little bit tighter, a little quicker pickups, things like that. So, you know, kind of a quick, like, sandwich salad. That's kind of the way our lunch menu reads.
Okay.
Dinner, we try and push more towards, you know, the fine dining, sit down, take your time and eat.
All right, great. Okay, so. And my other question, why is this only an appetite? This should be like a meal. Like, why are you stopping us? Why are you cheating us out of goodness? No.
I don't know. It just felt better that way for us. It fit on the menu better at the time, I would say.
Okay.
Most likely.
Is it kind of like get your appetite wet, so to speak, for everything else that's to come?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how we build the menu in general.
Okay.
I think that, I mean, we're not really a pasta-centric restaurant, mm-hmm. I would say. We tend to lean towards a lot of more, you know, differently composed plates. So when we put pasta on the menu, it's typically more of an appetizer or like a side item. So
okay. And for something like this, or maybe if it was a full dish, because I know, like I said, Brandon has brought the beer. Could you pair a wine with this, or what do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think most dishes can be paired with wine, beer, and cider. So I would say for, you know, perhaps a lighter or using pasta with the bolognese sauce, I think, you know, perhaps either a Pinot or a Syrah, I think, would go very well with that. It's nothing too heavy, nothing too tannic. That's going to overpower the dish, but provide some nice counterbalance to the dish.
So is there something that's maybe being drawn out by pairing it with the beer then? Like a specific flavor, do you feel like?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with this beer, I find the rye barrel gives really nice dark fruit characters as well as some really nice fig and caramel. And when I did my research on Bolognese and then the Parmesan, I felt like it would really bring those out or even contrast some of the pasta flavors in there. So you're getting both complementary and contrasting flavors to it. Really enhance the dish.
Okay, and are you tasting that when you're drinking?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that plays really nicely off the citrus notes in the gremolata. I mean, I think that the bolognese is really rich. I think that it definitely plays well with the kind of like dark fig chocolatey notes in the beer.
Okay. Now I'm like, okay, I'm hearing fig and chocolate. I'm like, dang on it. I wish it was a beer. This sounds so good. Okay. So real quickly though, because I know we've talked and Carolyn's been in here
sure.
a ton of times and stuff, but for you guys, how long has Hearth and Drum been around?
So we are coming up on 2 years. Well, actually, 2 years at the end of the month.
Okay.
I took over April 1st. So
oh, okay.
About 9 months for me almost now at this point.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and how has it been for you? Are you new to Denver? Or?
I'm not new to Denver.
Okay,
no, I've been to Denver just over 8 years now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I love it, obviously. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
It was just an opportunity that came up for me earlier in 2018 and felt like the right move at the time. So I did it. And here I am.
And here you are. Okay.
Yeah, it's been great. I love it. The restaurant's beautiful. We have all the toys. It's a really nice environment to create in. And, you know, there's really no, I mean, we have full control over running the restaurant day to day. So it's been really nice to kind of do what we want to do, our food.
And see, and that was the thing when you were saying that you get full control of the menu. So what is happening? You're at home or maybe you're out someplace or you're at a Rockies game or something. You're like, oh, this sounds like this would be a good dish. And then, you know, not just from something you've seen, but just maybe you just start getting the creative juices flowing, and then is that how it comes to be, or do you, how does that work for you, your process?
You know, it kind of depends. I think every dish is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely times where, you know, I'll just be out and about, or even just sitting around home, and, you know, one item will come in my head, and then it's just kind of about putting it together. Like I said, I have a really good group of people I work with that work with me, so it's nice to kind of bounce ideas off of each other. Jeff and I, who's my chef de cuisine, we can pretty much put together a dish pretty quickly just from saying yes or no and bouncing ideas back and forth for a few minutes.
Okay.
But again, every dish is a little bit different.
And then there. Okay, and I do have some curiosity because you have a little sauce in this container over here, this orange or reddish thing. What is that?
It's a Calabrian chili oil.
Okay, and so is that just to give it a little bit of heat?
It gives it a little bit of heat. It also makes it nice and shiny for your pictures.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay, I like that. Well, because the thing is, I didn't taste a lot. I tasted warmth, but I, you know, because sometimes you eat something and you're like, this is just too much. The temperature is just too much and you can't, am I saying that right? The spiciness of the dish is just so out of control.
Sure.
You taste the spice more than you can actually taste the dish. And in this, I can taste the dish and it was really,
perfect.
Really good. So
good.
Yeah, so it worked out. Great. Well, gentlemen, I just want to say thank you so much. I'm going to say a nice little salute for having you both here. Thank you so much and Happy New Year.
Cheers. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Thanks.